yes, what a way to welcome you to your Friday edition of Hello Port Harcourt. My name, as always, is Jude, the Dude, or Mamegbe. Just call me Dude, and we are cool, smooth as milk, sturdy as bullet, and sweet as fish. You don't get no better than right here on 92.3 Nigeria Info. Now, this morning, our first and only conversation will be about ZEFCC. You know them, right? ZEFCC. You met them? Some of them your friends? Well, they should be. That's if you have no, you know, skeletons in your cupboard, no red pots with, red ribbons and, you know, wear things. Yeah, okay. So if you have nothing to hide, if your finances are kosher, if you are operating in the halal way or in the very clean, smooth, transparent way, you really should be worried about the FCC. Why? Why? You have nothing to hide. I don't. You know, I'm audited every day. You shouldn't. However, it has become a big deal for young Nigerians to be young Nigerians because there is, you know, a crosshair behind them, at their backs, every single day. Why? Well, because one, they are young, they look like they're superstars or hip hop artists, and oh yeah, some of them could drive a car. Yeah, some of them could. So now, this morning, we're looking at the EFCC operations. And my question is this, right? Do we really need police reforms or societal reforms to tackle erring officers? Please hear me out with this. Please just give me 2 minutes, 2 minutes of your time, and we'll open the phone lines and have you engage with us. Now, recently, the chairman of the EFCC, that's the Economic and Financial Crimes Commission, Ola Olukayode, has ordered, just in case the AFCC in Port Harcourt did not hear, right? Let me turn up the volume just a little bit louder. Turn it up just a little bit, but skip about 2 or 3 decibels. The AFCC boss, the chairman of the AFCC, Ola Olukoyede, has ordered that sting operations at night be stopped in all the commission's command. That would include Port Harcourt, by the way. Ordered that it be stopped, right? Now, he gave the directive in Abuja on Wednesday in reaction to the arrest of over 60 suspected internet fraudsters in Osun State by operatives of the Ibadan Zonal Command. Now, the suspects, you know, are of the Obafemi Awolowo University, OAU Ile-Ife, other students protested the raid, which was reportedly carried out at about, wait for it, 2 a.m. in the morning. Now, one hand, people would say, hey, look, Jude, criminals, you know, are very shady and shysty individuals. What better time to go and get them when they least expect, which is when they're meant to be sleeping. However, it's been on record over and over and over again that many of these operations, one, are not done with warrants. There are no warrants carried out. That's number one. Number two, many of the people who were arrested were either wrongfully profiled because they have a car, they have a laptop. I've even seen PlayStation devices being held as evidence of internet fraud. I'm not quite sure how that works, but anyway, pay no mind to me. But this is the real issue. Now, over the years, people are talking about having the police reformed, having reforms, get them back, let them be retrained. But then we have to speak the truth, ladies and gentlemen, that a lot of young Nigerians are involved in internet fraud. Yahoo, scammers, you want, whatever you want to call it, a lot of them are, all right? And what's becoming very worrisome is that because they are young, it's not giving rise to a very wide level of stereotyping. So you look young, you drive a car, you carry your bag, and there's a laptop inside, or you have a fancy phone, maybe the phone costs maybe, what, 300, in fact, half a million naira, then you are immediately tagged as a Yahoo boy, which, I have to be very honest, is very wrong. It is stereotyping. Unfortunately, if there's a very thin line between stereotyping and profiling. But let's get back to the question. I've given you a narrative. Now, which is going to be easier for us to do so that the erring officers, you know, don't begin to carry out these actions again? Do we have, which is more important? Do we have the police reforms or do we have the societal reforms where we can confidently direct the energies of the Nigerian youth away from advance fee fraud. Are we good? Great. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to your conversation station.
And now, hello, Port Harcourt, with Jude on 92.3 Nigeria Info.
The views and opinions shared on this program do not represent the position of Nigeria Info FM. Nigeria Info, let's talk.
Right, so at Nigeria Info PH, at Nigeria Info PH is where you find us on Facebook and on X. That's Twitter, at Nigeria Info PH, at Nigeria Info PH is where you find us on Facebook and on X. The numbers to call, 0817-923-0002. All right, WhatsApp and Telegram available on 0809-030-6416. Don't forget, please turn down the volume of your radio set when you call in. Refrain from making derogatory or defamatory comments. Didn't see it or hear it. Please do not make mention of it and keep your comments civil. So, which is going to be of greater importance? The police reforms or the societal reforms so that we can tackle erring officers? If the theory is, if people are not engaged in this kind of crime, you probably won't have police officers knocking at people's doors at 2 a.m. in the morning. Some of you have seen that. I have seen them at night, 7, 8, 9, I think the last time I saw was about 10 p.m., you know, and I saw them, they're trying to scale into the fence. Now, hey, if thieves do that, but you don't expect the police officers to do that. But some would argue, hey, if somebody is bad there, anything has to be done to, you know, apprehend those said criminals. Right, James in Port Harcourt said, Jude, the first thing that needs to be done is the police. Let's leave the society. The police are meant to be able to checkmate the excesses of society. That's why we have laws. If the people who are meant to enforce the laws are not properly grounded, how then would these laws be effective? The police is the number one problem we have in this country, and the EFCC branch are becoming worse than ever before. James, with that submission, James says it's the police. They need to be the ones to be reformed first. If they are reformed, then everything will follow. But this is my view, by the way, right? This is me just thinking, you know, trying to have a balance. But what if everybody has a better sense of responsibility? Wouldn't that be better? The police are Nigerians, aren't they? They come from Nigeria. They were born, bred in Nigeria. So if they, as individuals, before they became police officers, you know, understand what it means to treat people fairly and not abuse rights, they probably wouldn't do that. They'll probably respect your rights when they come and knock at your door. What does Jude know, really? What do I know, really? All right, we'll go on a break. When we come back, I'll read this very interesting message that just came through right now. It's a bit lengthy, but please do bear with me. We'll be back after the break.
We take off with the biggest conversations with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say, hello, Port Harcourt.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts. Take a detour through the exciting world of sports
and get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit chat into the morning on Chat Station. And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news, and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info.
Nine 29, almost bottom of the hour. Welcome back. Now, I'm reading from the official X handle of the EFCC in Nigeria. That's at official EFCC. At official EFCC. You can go on so you can verify this comment I'm sharing with you this morning. And it reads thus, press statement, EFCC bans sting operations at night. In line with the newly reviewed procedures on arrest and bail of suspects by the Economic and Financial Crimes Commission, EFCC, the executive chairman of the commission, Mr. Ola Oyukayode, has directed that sting operations at nighttime be stopped in all the commands of the EFCC. He gave the directive in Abuja on Wednesday, November 1st, 2023, in reaction to the arrest of 69 suspected internet fraudsters by operatives of the Ibadan zone of the commission in Ile-Ife, Osun State. Already, many of the suspects duly profiled by the command have been released, while profiling of suspects yet unreleased will be completed without further delay. The commission wishes to assure the public that it will not relent in its adherence to the rule of law in the exercise of its mandate. Dele Oyewale, Head, Media and Publicity, November 1st, 2023, for the EFCC. So, it's keeping up with its mandate to adhere to the rule of, or the rules of law, or the rule of law, or the rules of engagements, you know, which is good. I cannot emphasize how important it is that people get to know that there are rules and regulations, and even those who are meant to enforce them will be keeping those rules and regulations. But the issue for me this morning that I'd like to share with you is this. Now, people have been criticizing and being very critical about the Nigerian police and the EFCC. And the question I'm asking is, which is more imperative for us right now? That the police reforms start to take place, or societal reforms? Because let's not kid ourselves, young people are involved in advanced fee fraud. A lot of them are. Some of you know them. Some of you are part of the group. Some of you are their best friends, their wives, their lovers, their sisters, mothers, and fathers. We all turn a blind eye. But when we get affected, when we become victims, oh, the EFCC is not working. The EFCC is not catching the governors and the senators and the House of Rep members and the local government chairman and the ministers who have been stealing billions and billions. They're only trying to collect young boys who are trying to hustle on the streets. How dare you? That's an insult to our sensitivity as a group, that you should be permitted to commit crime because you are young and you are not stealing as much as your uncles and your aunties. Welcome, by the way.
The views and opinions shared on this program do not represent the position of Nigeria Info FM. Nigeria Info, let's talk.
As always, turn down the volume of your radio set. Refrain from making derogatory or defamatory comments. Didn't see it? Didn't hear it? Please do not make mention of it. All right? So that means don't make unsubstantiated and unverified claims. And please keep your comments very civil. Numbers to call: 0817-923-0007, 0817-923-0007, 0817-923-0007. WhatsApp and Telegram available on 0809-030-6416. That's the WhatsApp and Telegram number. Then on social media, Facebook and on X, at Nigeria Info PH, at Nigeria Info PH is where you find us on Facebook and on X. All right, now let's start with Facebook. Eneyok Idaso says, Mr. Jude, believe it or not, our environment and our policies sometimes seem to support evil. This order given by the IG, it's actually the EFCC boss, right, will give the criminals edge to grow more in our society. Apollo from underneath. So are you suggesting that the EFCC continue to jump into people's houses, break into their houses at 2 a.m.? They don't knock. It's not like they knock at 2 a.m. and they say, we are the EFCC, we want to see you. You know, they don't do that. You know, they bang the doors. Sometimes, you know, gunshots are heard. you know, when they come into those places to raid those places. And like I said earlier on, I'll be foolhardy, right? And to be a bit ignorant of me to say that sometimes these sting operations are not needed, right? Because we do know, some people have said, yeah, look, sometimes when the thief is not expecting, that's the best time to go and apprehend that person, right? That's to be held in one view. But don't forget, many of these operations have been done, number one, without warrants. They don't have warrant. There's no court order, nothing. There are a group of boys here. Oh, yeah, the van just comes out and just takes them. They don't come, hey, Jude, we're looking for you. We have a warrant for your arrest. You are in suspicion, or you are a suspect in a financial crime. Can you follow us? They don't do that. And they all, if you've ever read anything about World War II, it's very synonymous with Gestapo-style operations or apprehensions. It's almost torture because you frighten people from their sleep. And also, the neighbors as well are affected. The neighbors who are probably not going to be, you know, knocked or maybe their doors being banged will be wondering, are these thieves? Are these policemen? You don't know. You don't know. So there's obviously a problem with that modus operandi. There's obviously a problem. Back to Facebook. Chile Edwin says, the EFCC cannot and should not be taken seriously because of their failure in demystifying the issue of perpetual injunctions, which most governors are hiding under to be siphoning our Commonwealth, particularly in River State. So, EFCC or societal reforms? Which one should be paramount at this moment? 0179230003, 0179230007. We also have 0817923009. I see the numbers keep popping up and they shut down. So maybe it's a bit of a challenge with those numbers. So 0817923002, 0817923009, and 0817923007. All right. So where you calling, as always, turn down the volume of your radio set and refrain from making derogatory or defamatory comments. WhatsApp now, 0809-030-6416. Good morning, Jude. I believe the EFCC should be the first to have reforms. Forget about the society at the moment. They are part of the society. But if they take the lead, because they have what most Nigerians don't have, they have the law backing them. How many Nigerians will walk from house to house to say who is a thief in the house? No, but the police have that right, and so that's where the reform should start. They should be cleansed, and if they are cleansed, trust me, more people will have more respect and trust in the police system. All right, Ezekiel, more people have more trust in the system. Now, this comment by Chile Edwin is actually reverberating as someone is just making a comment about it. Someone is saying that I totally don't support the idea of EFCC coming at night. But let us be very honest, people who have been stealing, who continue to steal, have not been apprehended by the EFCC. What exactly are they doing? JJ is on the line. JJ is speaking to us from Aba Road. JJ, good morning to you, please.
Yeah, good morning, Jude.
Good morning.
I think for us to get a good society, I think that's all you're advocating right now, discussing about. First, we must combine the two. Enforcing the law by training the police and also reorientation. In the case of the orientation, we must start from the cradle, the primary, secondary. In those days, we have the Y Brigade, we have the Mamsa Club, and so many clubs, right?
Ah,
we also have the anti-corruption club in secondary schools, and all those put together. While the adults, because our people say they're not the learn left hand for old age, when they commit crime, they are arrested, and now use as example to those ones they are bringing up, the youngsters that they are training in schools on anti-corruption and all those put together. So while they are using people's father as example here, we are also training the children not to be like those people who have been arrested. How do you see that? So we must go all together, not training the police while people are being corrupted from the cradle, or we do all the orientation while society still remains the same, while the adults are still doing what they are doing. So let's start from the cradle and also empower the police to do more.
All right, JJ, thank you very much. That's a very interesting take. Don't leave one without the other. I like the bit where it says, you use people's fathers as examples. Right now, they're adults. If you catch them, use them as examples. Now, on WhatsApp, the direction is not encouraging. Why? EFCC don't arrest everybody. They only move by information. They can only be reformed. Confidence from Ozuzu Eche. Interesting. The EFCC doesn't arrest everybody. They only move by information. So they can only be reformed. Information is a game. It is a price that must be paid if you want to get something done, particularly in this day and age. So maybe confidence has a point here. All right, this one here says, hi, Chu, good morning. My problem with this order is, would it be respected? Will it be honored? Will we not see more police officers coming to student lodges to arrest young boys and girls? Let's give them a month and see what will happen. I will be waiting. All right. So the gauntlet has been set. So this person says he will be waiting. Lexi, today is what? The 3rd of November. All right. The order came on the 1st. The order says very explicitly, sting operations at night stopped with immediate effect. All commands, and I do believe there's an EFCC command in River State, all commands must be stopped. No nighttime operations, so jump into people's houses, break their doors, carry them out, label them, you know, Yahoo Yahoo boys, you know, that's fraudsters or scammers, right? All of them stopped. So that means you must work during the day where you can be visible. I'm really up for the bit about having warrants, all right? You cannot, I think it's so unfair. This is not to make an exemption, or rather to pardon or, you know, align with this very nefarious, lazy, cutthroat business that is advanced fee fraud. No. But it would speak more of the EFCC, right? If they come to my house and they tell me, Jude, we suspect you of being an internet fraudster. We have evidence to, you know, implicate you in something. And we have a warrant duly signed by a court for you to come join us. And no, ladies and gentlemen, I have heard that some of these operators at one point in time have used fake warrants to let people have their guards be dropped. No, we're talking about having proper warrants. We're talking about credibility. I got to read, I got to be told, I saw it, but I got to be told in confidence by a lawyer about some months ago that sometimes the reason why the EFCC don't get to hold their suspects or have those suspects convicted is because of the technicalities that come through. You arrest somebody, you don't have a warrant. Sometimes you arrest the person, you don't tell the person exactly what you are arresting the person for. You arrest the person, and under duress, you make the person, you know, write a confession, and the person recants afterwards. And in law, the person has a right to do so. If the person feels his rights have been violated or his life is threatened, he would recant. But we want to see a system where the EFCC comes, people trust the system. Right now, a lot of people are not comfortable with them. Sad. Good morning, Jude. If the night raids, sting operations on Yahoo boys have assisted EFCC in arresting them, such operations should have been sustained instead of stopping it, Eric Shooks. Well, Eric, like you wrote, if it has been assisting them, it should have been sustained. But has it really? How many times, those of you who are on social media, let's be honest, almost every week or almost every AK Market day, you will find, you know, the Instagram post or Twitter post, oh, the EFCC arrested 10 people in Oshun, 10 people in Abuja, 10 people in Port Harcourt, 12 from Benin, 20 from Lagos, in Badagry, another 12. We rarely get to see them arresting people in Sokoto. Yeah, have you guys noticed? Very rarely. Very rarely, or Maiduguri, you know, I don't know. But anyway, the point here is, we see all these things. But the question is, how many of these arrested or publicly, you know, shamed cases get conviction? If you go online and get to the official EFCC page, let me just give that handle out once again, at official EFCC. It's a verified page. At official EFCC on X. Get there, all right? And you get to see someone and tell you, oh, this person's not arrested. But a lot of times, oh, 12 suspects have been apprehended. What happens to them? What happens? Chinedu from D-Line says, good morning, Jude. The bottom line is there is no rule of law in Nigeria. That's not exactly true. You could argue that a lot of times the rules are not followed. The essence of having police or security agencies is to curb criminality, which include the ability to identify criminal elements in society. And to be able to do this, it requires high intelligence from our security agencies and also the ability to undertake proper investigations that will provide them with evidence of crime or intent to commit crime. By their strategy of undertaking mass arrest of people, the EFCC and the police have shown the lack of competence and professionalism. Arresting people indiscriminately is unheard of in the Western world. The police and the EFCC need to be restructured. Chinedu from D-Line. He makes a good case here. Mass arrest. Did you see those pictures of the OAU students that are arrested? At 2 a.m. in the morning. 2 a.m. Their crime, they had cars. They had phones. They had laptops. That's the crime. When we were in school, medical students, some of them in 600 level, right, had cars. In 600 level, they had cars. They were driving to class. Not a lot of them, but a few of them. So were those people, in quotes, fraudsters? What if their parents, you know, bought them the car? And these days, let's be honest, with the advancement of online trading and, you know, people, you know, doing business on Instagram, selling hair, selling bags, you'd be surprised how much some girls are making selling bags, secondhand clothes online. So if someone in the past 2 years has saved up 2 million naira and decides to buy a car, and then you knock at the person's door at 2 a.m. in the morning. Nonso is speaking to us from Diobu. Nonso, good morning to you, please.
Yeah, good morning, Mr. Jude.
The question
I want to ask, these are our security men from police to all the parastatal in security. Did they send them international world for them to develop their brain and also know more about technologies? It's only to just recruit them here, train them here, and that's all. Carry gun and give to them. They don't know anything about security and intelligence work.
Well, they do.
That's
they,
what I want to add.
They do train them.
Foreign nations.
They do train them
very well.
They train
Thank
them.
You.
Thank you very much. See, that's the concern. But also, they do get trained. Some of them go on international training exercises, particularly the military. You have militaries all over the world who, you know, cross exchange programs with personnel to get to know and improve, you know, their defense skills and techniques. So yes, they do undergo training. Many of your ASPs DPOs, you know, many of them have traveled abroad and, you know, studied criminology or what. Some of them are even lawyers. Yes, some of them are lawyers. They are trained, Nonto. But the question is, how many of them are trained? How many of them are trained? Or at least trained to that level? My problem with EFCC is their focus and ambition now is solely faced with Yahoo boys. But there are more corrupt individuals in government sectors. Why don't they go for those big shots? But because they are controlled by those big shots, they cannot do their jobs. Justice from Woji. We have Akbo from Oyigbo, who's on the line. Good morning to you.
Good morning. My name is Akbo. I told him before.
Okay.
So, like now, concerning what we are discussing now, that my account is 00. I don't have any issue with EFCC now. So that's how they want us. That's how they build how they. That we have, that's how they want us to be. Nobody should have money to dress well. If you see any number on tattoo, dress well, make dada. It's a suspect. If you go on the road, that's how police will tumble their motto. Check what is not even in the law. They want to see the, they want to find fault. Yes, that's how they want us to be. That's why they cannot provide job for us, so that we'll remain poor. So that's my take.
I can understand that sentiment. Promise is a room, Odumaya. Promise, good morning to you, please.
Yeah, good morning, my brother.
Good morning, Promise.
I think you've just said it all. In fact, I so much love your statement, my brother. For the EFCC, they are just one-sided. I think just focused on one angle. Very bad. Yahoo boy, this one. Going to invade people's houses at night and so on and so forth. We have so many politicians out there who are eating this out of money, eating this in now, and you have not going to... They are not going to stand for one day. It's uncalled for. But there should not be one side to be vast. It's just like what the African China sang in his song. A poor man with his money, then go see his face. They go see his face for grand fighter. Rich man with his money, then go see his face for grand fighter. Yeah, that is it. So it should not be. There should not be one sided. At least they should go around. It should be versatile. They should spread their tentacles. Thank you.
All right, thank you very much. It's been a while since I heard that line from African China. From God's a great song. What's the most song? Lead Us Well. Is that the song? Yeah, I think that's the most song. Okay, all right. Let me not get too carried away. All right, Facebook and X at Nigeria Info PH at Nigeria Info PH is where you find us this morning. Our conversation is hinged on the EFCC. Now, just in case you did not know, the boss of the EFCC has very explicitly stated that all sting operations at night should be cancelled. Okay, song by African Jam, Mr. President. All right, thank you very much. All right, so all sting operations at night should be cancelled. They are banned. So don't do that. Don't do that any longer. And like someone said, I think that was Ezekiel, said, Jude, he gives them a month. Let's see if in the next 1 month, today is 3rd of November, let's see if by the 3rd of December this year, we will get a report from maybe Uniport or RSU saying that some policemen came to their lodge at 11 p.m. to arrest boys, right? Let's see. Let us see if that's going to happen, all right? Ezekiel has dropped the gauntlet down. He says, Jude, let us have a bet. Let's see if between now and another month, if the EFCC operators will not break this order. Let's find out. You know, not flout this law, this rule, rather. Let's find out. It's an executive one, all right? It's coming from the top. Dixon is on the line. Dixon is going to be my final caller. Dixon is in Port Harcourt. Good morning to you, Dixon.
Good morning.
Good morning, Dixon. Welcome.
Quickly, a lot of factors are responsible. The call is a good one. The FCC boss saying that sting operations should be conducted in the day and not in the night. Is that correct? I think it's a good one. So that the person that is under investigation, that is under the spotlight, should be well identified. So that there won't be claims that you've hidden certain things in their houses, you've planted items or one thing or the other that are supposed to be things that the agency is looking for. People will not allege that you've planted these things and this thing never belonged to them. It's a good one. And the investigation should be conducted between 6 a.m. and 6 p.m.
All right, Dixon. All right, we have to go on a break, but yeah, it should be done early, you know, during the when people can see. I totally understand that.